In Austria, there are over 60,000 cattle farms. Half of them produce milk. The other half focuses on meat production. According to experts, only 10 to 15% of the cattle farmers in Austria do organic farming. As a farmer, you can call your farm organic only when you fulfill a lot of regulations by the European Union and the Austrian government. For example, providing access to open-air areas for the animals.
At the cattle farm in Ips, Lower Austria.
Hans Luger and his family have a small farm with stables for about 40 bulls. The farm is situated in the middle of acres and acres of fields, with only a small road leading to the building where the family lives. Behind the house, there are the stables of the bulls. Hans Luger is proud of his conventional farming.
Our conventional agriculture is not operated intensively. That is why it is very ecological and is on a preliminary stage to organic farming. Organic farming requires many measures which are different in conventional agriculture. However, our fattening bulls could easily be organic because we keep them on hay and provide them with enough space. But not our entire farm qualifies.
Meanwhile, at Martin and Katrin's kitchen.
Are you watching your dad cook? Are you hungry already? Do you like Tafelspitz?
Nein.
Freust du dich schon aufs Essen, Max?
Are you excited about lunch, Max?
Ja.
Ja. Und schmeckt dir ein gutes Rindfleisch?
Do you like good beef?
Ja.
For the farmer Hans Luger, the animal welfare does have priority.
Tierwohl ist uns ein Anliegen.
Animal welfare is important to us, because we want our animals to be fine. Then also the fattening works well, they gain weight and so forth. So it is also good for the farmer. If the animal feels well, the farmer does too.
At his farm, Luger has so-called straw bulls. There, the bulls don't live on a slatted floor where the dung falls through. They live in groups of six in boxes with a solid floor which is covered with straw. Also, there is a lot of natural light in the shed. The atmosphere there is quite relaxed, although the bulls seem to be very interested in the microphones we bring. Every box with six bulls each is about 25 square meters, which is the size of a one-room apartment. The calves live in the first box of the row. And with every box, the animals get bigger and bigger. Until the last box, where the biggest bulls are, which are next to leave the farm. The calves and bulls get fodder from Hans Luger's fields. The living standards they have are not common for conventional farming, as Olivia Herzog, expert on sustainable nutrition from Worldwide Fund for Nature, comments.
So in the conventional production, it is that cattle has not a lot of space. They only have to have 3 square meters. And if you compare this to the ecological production, there they have to have 10 square meters. So that's a big difference. Another problem may be that they are treated with antibiotics, even in advance. This means that you have all these substances in the meat.
Unlike big beef fattening plants, there is no use of antibiotics on healthy bulls at Luger's farm, as he explains. The animals only get a medical treatment when they are sick. Also, Luger doesn't use hormones to grow the bulls faster, because in Austria, the usage of hormones at cattle farming is strictly forbidden in general. But that doesn't mean that there's only hormone-free meat in Austria. As Johannes Brandhofer from the Rinderbörse, kind of meat stock exchange, explains that in the US, in Argentina and Brazil, for example, they do use hormones to get a lot more meat in a smaller period of time. That makes the meat cheaper for the customers. And as we know, most of the people tend to buy cheap. For Olivia Herzog from the WWF, this is the start of a vicious circle.
It puts big pressure on farmers because they always have to produce more for a cheaper price. And I think it's very obvious that we can't make production more sustainable with decreasing prices.
In Baden near Vienna, at Martin and Katrin's dining table.
Martin's parents came over for this special occasion. They can't wait to take a bite of the favorite dish, the Tafelspitz.
Schaut das gut aus?
Wow!
Today the dish tastes even better, because they know where the meat came from. Buying local brings the meat closer to the consumer. This way, meat is seen from another perspective, says Olivia Herzog from WWF.
Because we see all the process that is made, like the animals growing, and you have to put a lot of resources and time and care into it. And if you see that this needs so much effort, you may reduce your production because it gets something very special.
What the meat? Viennese Tafelspitz, famous speciality from the 15th century till today.
So in the end, it is us who actually make the choice.
A feature by Hanna Atzwanger, Veronika Riebernick, Julia Pabst, Miriam Seifert and Simone Tassler.